Blog Talk Radio.
No college. And we've got Chauvinet, our switchboard operator and producer of In the Studio. Chauvinet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and welcome everybody to our show today. It's about what is bugging you. And we're going to cover all. I just ask that you don't use any names. Don't incriminate the innocent. They're not here to defend themselves. But anyway, as always, we do entertainment news, news of the weird, and of course, Shaw brings us all the sports update. Are there any birthdays, any shout-outs for birthdays this week or anniversaries or births?
My dad's birthday will be this coming Tuesday, January 29th. So happy birthday, Dad.
All righty. And also my cousin Irene in Tracy, California. Happy birthday, Irene.
Yeah.
Yay. And also yay for Sherman, too. My baby daddy. That's too funny. Anything else coming up? Oh, hey, y'all, if you get a chance, me and Shop are going to go see Hansel and Gretel. So if you get a chance, check it out. See what you think.
Yes, and if you've seen it, don't call in. We don't want to hear about it, unless you want to talk about the show. But don't tell us nothing about the movie, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, just, you know, is it good? Because it seems like it's good. I like the little twist. They did that, too, with Red Riding Hood, remember?
Yeah,
I like that twist. That gives it a little bit more quality than it looks like a remake.
It does. It definitely does.
Yes, it does. Well, I guess we're ready to begin with entertainment news, if there's no other announcements.
Nope, none that I have.
Okay. Well, which brings us to who is trying to get back. It's Tiger Woods, y'all. Publish report says he wants his ex, Ellen, back as his wife. Tiger and Ellen have a son and daughter. They divorced in 2010 after an embarrassing cheating scandal that almost cost Tiger his career and included allegations of Ellen attacking him with a golf club and Tiger crashing his car to escape. This was followed by press conference after press conference with woman after woman claiming to have had affairs with Tiger. I mean, you know, they do have the Tiger Woods commemoral plates.
Yes, they do.
With all his women.
Hello.
Anyway, Ellen got a hefty divorce settlement and has done her share of dating. Reports say Tiger is banking on her accepting a new prenup offer of between $200 to $250 million if they remarry and he cheats again.
He a fool.
Will Tiger get his Mrs. back? Well, you know money talks and bullshit walks, girlfriend.
In no way in hell.
Well, you know, I said money talks. We shall see. Dr. Conrad Murray has lost an appeal to get out of jail. Murray was convicted of manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson. Murray wanted to be released early so he could live with his girlfriend and the mother of his youngest child. Miss me with that, bro. Murray has 7 children by 5 different women. Okay. A judge ruled he would be a flight risk and said Murray would have to remain in jail. Murray has been trying to get out of prison, citing concerns for his health. What's wrong? You don't know how to bend over and squat?
Oh, boy.
Well, Robin Roberts' bone marrow recovery is going better than expected. Yay! And she says she will be returning to Good Morning America next month. It'll be on a trial basis so her doctors can determine how the workload is affecting her. Roberts has been on medical leave since late August. Kudos to you. We were all praying for you. Just wonderful, wonderful news, Robin. And we definitely look forward to seeing you coming back. Okay, why did Britney Spears walk away from her $15 million judging job on The X Factor? Sources say Spears wanted more money, but also new producers were not happy with her. So she decided to quit. L.A. Reid is also out. Who will replace him on the show? Nicki Minaj.
Please no. Please no. Have you seen her on The Idol? I haven't seen The Idol with her and Mariah.
No, I sure haven't. Mm. I sure haven't. I haven't. Be honest with you, I haven't really been to American Idol at all this season.
Usually I like to watch the previews because they're funny, or the audition, excuse me. But this year I was like,
Yeah, I just was not impressed. Okay, Dr. Ian Smith is back with another weight loss book. Smith, the author of Fat Smash Diet and 50 Million Pound Challenge, if y'all remember that, we talked about that last year, is back with Shred, the Revolutionary Diet. Dr. Smith says in 6 weeks you can lose 4 inches and go down 2 dress sizes. He says his plan will not leave you hungry.
Hey.
Yeah, all right. Well, if any of you lately have been experiencing hacker attack, and I am one of them, I swear I got so frustrated. I said if I had to change my password one more time in 3 of my sites, I mean, it was just really bad, even for the company that does my website. The owner spent 8 hours on, what was that, New Year's Day, I believe it was, Shaw?
Yeah, trying to clean everything up.
Trying to clean everything up. And that was 30 companies she was dealing with. So, you know, but anyway, well, Christopher Weatherhead attacked the PayPal website. 2 men who carried out cyber attacks for the anonymous hacking group have been jailed. Christopher Weatherhead, 22, of Northampton, and Ashley Rhodes, 28, of Camberwell, London, were jailed for 18 months, and 7 months, respectively. The 2 men carried out distributed denial of service, ain't that cold, on DDoS attack, which paralyzed computer systems by flooding them with online requests. The ones they attacked included payment site PayPal, costing it $3.5 million. Oh, yeah, they are pissed. Co-defendant Peter Gibson of Hartpool was given a 6-month sentence, suspended for 2 years. Another defendant, Jake Birchall, 18, from Chester, will be sentenced on February 1st. These sentences were handed down at Southwark Crown Court and are thought to be the first convictions on DDoS in the UK. So remember those names, folks. Hackers.
Wow. You just can't be careful nowhere these days.
And another good one. I want a scandal-solving Chinese city officials have sex with women hired by developers who secretly videotape the tryst to extort construction deals. Broaden Friday with state media announcing 10 more officials fired. The first high-profile case broke in November with video clips went viral online of 50-something official Li in the southwestern city of Chongqing in the throes of passion. Images of his jolly Popeye face, became targets of derision and disgust over government corruption. The expanding scandal comes as China's newly installed leadership has vowed to crack down on rampant official corruption that threatens the party's legitimacy, even as China's new Communist Party chief, Jinping, has repeatedly pledged to strike hard against graft. Authorities have been faced with a steady stream of bribery cases and other malfeasance. Ain't that cold?
Wow.
Yes. Well, on to some good news. WDS Morning Man Steve Harvey will host the 44th annual NAACP. All right.
Thank
you. You ain't lying. Give you a hand clap for that, Steve. Steve's wildly successful Think Like a Man got a nomination for Best Supporting Actress to Taraji P. Henson. Actress Kerry Washington of the TV drama Scandal will be getting the President's Award that night. The movies Flight with Denzel Washington, Django Unchained, Jamie Foxx, Good Deeds with, Tyler Perry, and then Beast of the Southern Wild and Red Tails have all been nominated for Best Picture. Jamie Foxx and Denzel Washington got nominations as well as reality show X Factor. The hit ABC Scandal got nominations as well as the Lifetime movie Steel Magnolias with Queen Latifah and Jill Scott.
I never did see that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. The original could have been a lot better. You know what? I can barely hear you, Chauvinet. How far back in the studio are you, girl?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound better now. Yeah. I was going to say, check your phone volume. Okay, well, my girl Mimi Leakes is on a roll. She is a star of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, co-starring on the NBC show The New Normal. I love that show, y'all.
Hilarious.
Oh, yes, it is so good. That whole ensemble and cast is great. So anyway, and she's making money. After 13 years of marriage, she and her hubby Greg hit a rough patch and announced plans to divorce. But now, after trial separation, the two have reunited.
Yay.
Is her hubby Greg reuniting just because he sees dollar signs? I don't think so. Greg Leakes has been having financial problems for a while. He most recently owed the IRS $45,000. Bills, bills, bills. Yeah, but she's sticking by him, so I think all that is in the past now.
Good. I'm happy for those two.
Me too. Well, listen to this, folks. Remember Boys to Men? Well, they're setting up shop in Las Vegas. Starting in March, they will be doing a series of weekend concerts for the rest of the year at the Mirage Casino. So all you folks who are taking them little runs, you know, the little weekend trips down to Vegas, be sure and check out Boys to Men. The Philadelphia Natives just celebrated their 20th year as a group and are also going on the package tour with New Kids on the Block and 98 Degrees. Ha ha!
Get out of
here. Yeah, they're doing a show June 15th at the Wells Fargo Center.
Okay, all right.
Now, Alicia Keys will be singing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl Sunday, February 3rd, between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. This is just my tip. I feel 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl. Beyonce is performing at halftime and will reunite with her Destiny Child bandmate Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams. The Big Game 47 is happening in New Orleans, y'all. Gone with it, New Orleans. Well, since we're on Beyonce, let's talk about this for a minute. The Beyonce Blitz is on, even though she caught a lot of flack for lip-syncing the performance of the national anthem at the President Obama's inauguration. This is a practice that is well known, and a lot of singers do it. The national anthem is too important a song to mess up in front of millions. Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin sang live at President Obama's first inauguration, but defended Beyonce because of the weather and wanted the song to be just right. In more Beyonce news, her dad, Matthew Knowles, is making headlines with his ex mistress and baby mama. Alexandra Wright has a 2-year-old son by Knowles, and she gets $12,000 a month in child support.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Well, Wright says Knowles has threatened her, and she needs more money. More money, more money, more money from him to hire security. Ha ha! Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
No, it sure doesn't. Let me read that again. Wright says Knowles has threatened her and she needs more money from him to hire security. Knowles' baby outside of his marriage to Tina Knowles destroyed and ended his marriage, and he is very bitter about it. Not only did he lose his marriage, but Beyonce dropped him as her manager. Knowles doesn't have the money he used to get, so Wright may not be able to get her hands on more cash. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Singer Shante Moore and Kelly Price are joining the cast of TV's one R&B Divas LA, which is a spinoff from the original R&B Divas reality show. Moore and Price are also appearing as part of the Soulful Sisters tour.
I didn't even. What is R&B Divas?
It's also on. Let me think. It's on VH1. They're like. Singers, they're not married or anything to anybody. It's just singers, African-American singers that once were, and I guess, trying to make a comeback, to be honest with you.
This is a different from the Hollywood Ex-Wives or whatever.
Yes, yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, it sure is. We'll have to see. Huh. Okay. Well, if you guys are still with us, hold on. We seem to be having a little technical difficulty here, and this is on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's bring up the call and go ahead anyway.
I can't bring up anything.
Oh.
Bring anything up.
Okay. Here. Let's take, oh. Oh, hell, the whole thing froze. Yeah, start over. That's okay, because we can still go right back in on the show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the technical issues. We are back now.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Brenda, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're good to go.
Okay. So where were we at? We were discussing what Boys to Men. Oh,
their concert.
Oh, Beyonce. That's what it was. Now I remember it. Okay. And more Beyonce. Oh, we were talking about her dad. That's where it ended. Was that the last thing that you heard, Brenda?
I didn't hear any of that. I mean, I heard you guys actually talking about the technical stuff, and then it just
repeat the story, Mom. Go ahead.
Okay, in Beyonce news, I'll just read it real quick. The Beyonce blitz is on, even though she caught a lot of flack for lip-syncing performance of the national anthem at the President Obama's inauguration. This is a practice that is well-known, and a lot of singers do it. The national anthem is too important a song to mess up in front of millions. Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin sang live at President Obama's first inauguration, but defended Beyonce because of the weather and wanting the song to be just right, which I had mentioned that, y'all. Remember I said it was cold, and that could also have an effect on their singing. So in more Beyonce news, her dad, Matthew Knowles, is making headlines with his ex-mistress and baby mama. My God, Alessandra Wright has a 2-year-old son by Knowles, and she gets $12,000 a month and child support. Wright says Knowles has threatened her, and she needs more money from him to hire security. Don't make no sense. Knowles' baby, outside of his marriage to Tina Knowles, destroyed and ended his marriage. You think? And he is very bitter about it. Not only did he lose his marriage, but Beyonce dropped him as her manager. Knowles doesn't have the money he used to get, so Wright may not be able to get her hands on more cash. Hello, somebody. The 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame introduction ceremony will air on HBO May 8th. This year's inductees include Donna Summer, Public Enemy, Heart, Rush, and special honors going to Quincy Jones and producer Lou Adler. Hello.
Congratulations.
Yes,
no
indeed.
Public Enemy, yeah.
That's
also,
old
the Lifetime movie of Betty and Coretta, starring Mary J. Blige and Angela Bassett, will air on the Lifetime Network on Saturday, February 2nd, which I believe is this Saturday coming up. Mary J. Blige will play Dr. Betty Shabazz, and Bassett will play Coretta Scott King. The movie will follow the lives of the famous widows of Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That should be a good show.
I just had the advertisement for that last night.
Mm-hmm. Should be good. The 55th Annual Grammy Awards are happening February 10th, 2 weeks later. Nominees include Mulaney Fiona, Frank Ocean, Anthony Hamilton, R. Kelly, Miguel, Rihanna, Dave Koz, Estelle, Usher, Anita Baker, SWV. I didn't know they had a song out.
I didn't.
Tamia, Beyonce, Tyrese, and John Legend. That's interesting. Well, anyway, that's all I have for entertainment news this Sunday.
All right. You
want to take a quick break and let's come back? Or?
Actually, let's go ahead and do the sports news. It's weird. And
okay.
Then we can come back with the sports. And, I mean, excuse me, take a break and then come back and talk about the show. Well, since we all know for the Super Bowl, we got the Ravens against the 49ers. So get your money out. See who's going. I could really care less because the Cowboys aren't going, so what?
Neither are the Seahawks, but I think 49ers are going to win it, so what the hell?
Yeah, you know, I ain't got no money on it, so I could care less. And if you just want to know a little bit about the NBA, the Lakers beat the Thunder 105-96 today. The Pistons are playing the Magic. They are leading the Magic 56-44 in the third quarter. The Grizzlies are beating the Hornets at this time 45-43 in the third quarter. And the Hawks are losing to the Knicks, 34-38, second quarter.
Wow.
The game that's playing tonight, the Suns versus the Mavericks, the Blazers against the Clippers, the Heat against the Celtics.
Good games.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Good games playing tonight.
And for you golf people, yes, Tiger Woods is in the lead. Yes, he is. And I forget what tournament this is. Farmers Insurance Tournament, excuse me, that's what it's for.
Well, good. I want to see Tiger just keep going up.
And he is number one right now, leading with a negative 15. And then Brent, I can't even say his name, Snickerdicker.
Snickerdoodle?
<Wow. laughs> Snickerdicker, something like that. You guys, you golfers, you know who I'm talking about. Nick Whitney, number three, Steve Moreno, number four, and Casey Wittenberg, number five. So if you get a chance, catch it. They're on the Touring Pines in San Diego, California.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all I have with the sports. Now let's talk a little bit about news of the weird. Now these are true stories that happen nationally and internationally. And they're so outrageous that it's like, are these real true stories? And people, yes, they are. That's what makes it so sad. So we'll start with our least competent criminals. Peter Welsh, 32, and Dwayne Doolin, 31, were the first burglars to try breaking into a building by smashing through the adjoining basement wall, but might be the clumsiest. Their target on New Year's Eve was Wright's Jewelers in Australia. By trying to smash the front window, failed, as did smashing the rear doors, which were actually those of another store. They finally settled on the basement option by breaking through the opposite side wall and wound up in a KFC restaurant. They did rob the KFC restaurant for about $2,600.
Determined. They were determined.
They had to get somebody. Once again, a public library has been sued for gently asking a patron to leave because his body odor was provoking complaints. George Stillman, 80 years old, filed a $5.5 million lawsuit. $1 million lawsuit in October against the New York Public Library for feeling humiliated by the staff of the St. Agnes branch in Manhattan. Stillman said he views body odor, his and others, as mere challenges to the senses and a fact of life in the city. Actually, he had also denied that he had any body odor at all, but a New York Post reporter interviewing him about the lawsuit said she noted a strong odor.
Mm-hmm. She probably fell to her knees, gasping for breath.
Who knows? Drunken drivers often try to avoid hit-and-run charges by claiming they did not realize they hit anything, but their odds drop if there is a dead pedestrian lodged in their windshield, as with Sherry Wilkins, 51 years old, who was arrested in Torrance, California, in November, 2.3 miles from the crash scene after other drivers finally persuaded her to stop. Wilkins, it turned out, is a rehabilitated drug user who worked as a counselor at Torrance Drug Treatment Center and who claimed to have been sober for 11 years. Really, people? You don't happen to see a dead body in your windshield?
The shit got real.
God,
at least
people.
She got caught right away.
Yes,
that other creep, remember that? Yeah, she let that man, poor homeless man, die in her garage.
I remember that story.
And yeah.
Crazy folk out here.
She was around the same age, 21 to 26 or something like that.
No, this woman, this poor woman that was, this driver, she was 51 years old, so she knew better.
Yeah.
They both knew better. Come on.
She was looking for Allstate.
Take driver's education? Wasn't one of the first rules was not to hit anything?
Especially someone. So, maybe somebody needs a refresher. Who knows? Women's love-hate affairs with their shoes is the stuff of legends, but a Memphis, Tennessee podiatrist told Fox News in November of a recent increase in women deciding on what may be called the nuclear option stiletto surgery for horribly uncomfortable yet irresistible shoes. Either the shoe must go or the foot, and more are choosing the latter, or at least the pinky, to be removed or reduced by surgery. The Memphis doctor said he sees as many as 30 patients a month interested in the procedure.
That don't even make sense.
I love stilettos. I have a few in my closet, but I'll be damned. I'm going to break a pinky toe just to wear it. You know what? I just won't wear it.
Thank you.
My gosh. Once again, a familiar, vexing legal question was tackled in New York City in December when Dr. Diana Williamson was sentenced to 3 years in prison after a conviction for defrauding Medicaid of $300,000 by writing bogus prescriptions. She had vigorously asserted her innocence in that she said only one of her multiple personalities, uncontrollable by the others, had committed the crime. The most memorable news of the weird dissociative identity disorder case happened in 2002 when a Montana judge favored a woman by ruling that her spontaneous murder confessions as one identity was inadmissible because one of her other identities had already lawyered up after Miranda warning.
Oh, damn. Damn, Gina.
So, people, you cannot get away, or maybe you can get away if your other personality takes over doing that.
Uh-huh. Let that be the reason.
Your opinion on that.
Well, my opinion on this is if the body did it, the body did it. Whether you're aware of it or not, listen, I could have said to my mom, I didn't break your lamp because really I wasn't aware of it. She still beat my butt because whether I'm aware of it or not, wrong. And so all of your personalities need to listen up good. If you're going to do something, you're going to be responsible for it, whether you're legally insane or not. That's my professional opinion, like in 3 years when I become a full-fledged doctor. But, yeah, I feel differently about that. I feel that if you
okay,
do
let's
time,
not get off into it
time,
that deep.
And,
it ain't
I'll
that deep. It's just entertainment
and
fun.
Hey, get that person medical help. But I don't think there's any walk free if you're gonna do any crime. That's
all
my
right.
Okay.
Your opinion, got it, Ellen. Excuse me, Ellen Likeness, 61, testified in November that she, like two other women reported in News of the Weird, believes that when she was shot point blank by her ex-boyfriend in 2006 in Alberta, her life was saved only because the 9mm bullet was slowed as it traveled through her breast implants. They took the brunt of the force, she said, at the trial of her ex-boyfriend, Frank Charo, who was eventually acquitted.
Ooh.
Yeah, talk about
they acquitted him?
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to kill her?
Yep.
Damn, that says something about breasts, don't it? Mm.
I guess so. O.J.
O.J.
Wisconsin Circuit Court Judge Tim Boyle is the most recent in December to attempt a solution to the intractable problem of deadbeat dads who continue to procreate even though unable to even modestly support the children they have had, usually with multiple mothers. Corey Cordes, 44, of Racine, was ordered not to father another child until he proves he can support the nine he has had with six women. Mm. Incarcerating Curtis was the only... with only males would likely prevent number 10, but do nothing to help the first nine. Yeah, hot mess. And the most recent instance of store locks improperly working to give the appearance that a closed store was doing business, a Kroger supermarket in Goshen, Indiana, was intentionally wide open on Thanksgiving evening with no employees but with 24-hour lighting as usual. Police on patrol noted that about a dozen customers were inside trying to use the self-checkout.
You're lying.
When informed that the store was closed. According to a police spokesman, no one attempted to steal from the business. Well, there you go. Those are the stories of the news of the weird, and we're going to take our first break.
We'll be back in 2 and 2, folks. Jesus.
Politics and the gas and economy. I am tired of hearing them. Who cares? Stop talking about it. I'm tired of hearing about Beyonce lip sync. Who cares she lip sync? So what? It still look good. Okay.
Well, you know, I'll jump on that, like, what's bugging me. I think there's really weird about that whole Beyonce chick in the first place. I mean, everybody acts like she's the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
She's just a human being, and she ain't perfect. And we constantly get reminded of that left and right. I ain't hating on her about the whole lip sync because, quite honestly, that's been done to death, been going on, you know, in entertainment field for years. But it just, it's like every time you turn around, somebody's like, she's everything. She's, it's almost like the whole universe is snowed under. And it's like there's something extraordinarily bizarre when people go after something like it's everything. Like those nasty Cabbage Patch dolls they gave me, they look like something from a Creeper show. And everybody's going after them. They were hideous. What's up, people? Do you have minds of your own, or do you need media to determine all your likes, desires, and who you have to worship?
Yeah, this, that's society.
It just makes me sick how weak people are. I mean, it's that. Did you watch Glee? No, I've never seen Glee. But guess what? Probably never will.
I haven't either, and yet people do. They get fascinated about stuff like that, and I don't know. But, you know, celebrities, it's the thing. Everybody's into celebrities. They got to know what they're eating, what they're wearing, who they're screwing. Are they having kids and blah, blah, blah. I really could care less. It might be entertaining at the moment that I hear about it. After that, it just goes on and on and on.
Hey, when Beyonce got pregnant, it was like she was the second, having the second coming of Christ. Who cares?
Thank you. I care less about Blue Ivy or whatever. I just care less. Whatever. But we as a society, we're just conditioned to think that we have the right to know any and everything that's going on with society. And, of course, that's media as well. The media feels we have a right to know because they speak for the people. The people have the right to know. I could care less.
Okay. The other thing I want to bring up, what about the Seattle getting the Sonics? Or Sacramento, hopefully.
I could care less about that, too. I'm so tired.
Me, too. Thank you, Shab. High five.
Or we don't. Exactly. High five. Either we're getting
a. You know what? If you wanted a team, why'd you let the Sonics go? Just, you know, come on. If you're not going to support what you had, what are you saying? It's like somebody saying, okay, I'm your mother, but yeah, I'm going to let you go. They said they'll adopt you. Go away. Now, I'm going to go get a different child. I'm going to do right by that one much better than you. Something about the way you looked, you acted, it just wasn't working for me. So if you can't take care of what you had, what makes you think you're going to take care of something else?
Exactly, and that's my thing is, okay, we bring the team here, but, you know, are people really going to go to the games? Because all this building the new stadium, not refixing the Key Arena, I guess they'll play in the Key Arena for a couple of years until the new arena's up, and they're all, but we don't want the taxpayers to pay for it. You know how we're going to pay for it? When you pay for them tickets. They don't give it to us one way or another. So people, please don't feel you're not going to pay. You're going to pay when you pay for them tickets. And
yeah.
Pay for parking and paying for food. They're going to get their money back regardless. Exactly, you know, so, nah, I can hear that.
Yeah, I don't, no. Sorry. I mean, if you really want to get a team that bad and make one yours, then, you know, start out new. I think we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Start out with a new team.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how I feel, to build a brand new team.
We
if you really want the Sonics, instead of buying somebody else's problems or troubles or whatever, finances, just build our own team up. Secure players from around the league.
And the Mariners, we did that, yeah. And they're finally coming through. It can take a while. But if you're going to mess up and throw people out like they're trash, then you might have to start all over because I just don't see it. I don't think that we can make that team ours quite the same way, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I know. I'll tell you what's bugging me is these damn reality shows. I am so sick. I mean, now, granted, I'll admit, I like watching The Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, I think probably because it's a black female show, but that particular one I do like. But all these reality shows that's coming out, when are they going to get back to doing creative writing and bring about some good mysteries or good comedies? Or and then sometimes when they have good shows that are on the air, I'll say the cable stations, they're only on for like 3 seasons or so, and then it's off. You know, and I'm like, well, this was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
But instead, they'll bring something on that's so stupid and unbelievable. It's like, yeah, like that really happened.
But unfortunately, people are watching it. That's why they keep bringing new reality shows. I mean, they've touched everything from different cities, different states. Now they're on the religion. They're on your culture. I mean,
they Whisker Wars.
I mean, they're on everything now. Storage Wars, you know, Ice Pirates. I mean, anything you can think of, there's a reality show on there, and people continue to watch it. That's why they keep bringing it up. There's a lot of people complaining about it, but then there's a lot of people watch it. So it's no holds barred. People want to be in people's business, and people want to put their business out there, even though we know these reality shows are fake. We know that. And yet, we still watch them.
Yeah,
who knows why?
I think that there's a mental component of psychosis behind all that, personally, but that's not just because of my training.
it is.
I have another thing that I want to say bug me. People on Facebook, talk to your friends or family and stop Facebooking your bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm tired of people not keeping
pick
it real.
Up the phone. Don't even, if you got a landline, pick the phone up and talk to the person. You put all your business out there, you look just as trifling as the person you're talking about. Just as messy.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, I know more about people's business than I really don't know in person. Oh,
hey,
wow.
And now you're talking about could care less? Hell yeah, and especially some of them narcissistic motherfuckers. Shit.
Uh-oh.
It's all about them. It's all about me. Like, come on. The world don't center around you, girlfriend or boyfriend. It's about life. It's about the world, the earth, the planet. You know, but Chubb's right. I mean, some people, I remember one lady on there, blow by blow, what her son was doing to the point. I told Chubb, I'm tired of hearing about her kid. You know, I mean, God bless him. He's doing good. And, oh, that's just a beautiful thing as far as that's concerned. But I don't want to hear every day, today he made a step. Today he's in his uniform. Tomorrow he goes for this. Today he's doing the, oh, we're at the airport. Now he's got a pick. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to know your business like that. You know, you got a good son. He's doing good. God bless you. God bless you. And, of course, we will congratulate you as well. But all the rest of that stuff, we don't need to know your business. You setting yourself up for, ooh, we know we can go by there and rob them.
Maybe it's all down to Andy Warhol's 15 minutes of fame, and people are willing to do anything to have that short little 15-minute run.
Oh, yeah, because people put a lot of that stuff on there to see how many likes they can get, you know, how many comments. I mean, that's just how it is. Me, I like to post funny stuff or stories about giving back or charity stuff, but I do. I put my stuff out there for attention because I want to get someone's attention on something about what I feel is important. It could be that day. It could be, you know, donate to shelters, take care of your health, financial things. You know, or I'm cracking jokes on there. And I put it on there because I want people to see what I'm saying. So do others, you know. It's just a different way you present yourself. People like to be dramatic on there. Some people like to be funny. Some people just like to look at pictures and posts. It just depends on what Facebook does for you. And sometimes it's an outlet for people where it's an irritation to others.
Mm,
however
mm-hmm.
you deal with it.
And I understand that. You know, I understand that because some people could be very socially shy. And this is a way for them to come out through Facebook. They're still hidden, but yet they're, you know, interacting with people. So I understand that. I just think that a lot of people's personal business, they don't need to put on Facebook.
Oh, no.
You know, the social aspect of it and networking, events, creations, birthdays, you know, different things, or even, you know, I'm one that put on profound sayings about life. So, you know, there's good things to Facebook, too. You know, there's also the sharing of information. So I grant you that. But, I mean, some of it is just like, why? Why?
Somebody cares because everybody gonna have something to say. And it's a hot mess. Let me tell you what bugs me. You know what bugs me right now? I'm tired of talking about gun control. If I hear one more thing about No, we should have armed teachers. No, we should have all schools armed police officers. No, we should be able to carry our Glocks in the Starbucks. No, you shouldn't have. You know what, people? Bottom line is, do I believe in the Second Amendment? Yes, I do. I do believe people should be able to protect their persons and their residents and their families. However,
yes.
I do not think you should take your child out with an AK-47 and teach them how to hunt deer at a young age. I do not think children should have any type of weapons in their hands for whatever reason. I am totally against that. I don't feel you need to walk in Starbucks with your Glock just to prove the Second Amendment. I have a problem with that. I do not think citizens should be having AK-47s or assault rifles. Now, if you have your shotguns, hey, or you're me, I like the Glocks. I think that's okay for your home. You know, I think adults should have the right to hunt. But I'm like, you can't find see, I don't know hunting that well, so I'll be careful on the type of guns that they use. But I'm pretty sure you don't need military guns to go hunting. I do have a serious problem with that. I don't think children shouldn't be hunting. But I do believe at a point people should have the right to bear arms, again, to protect the person, your family, or your home.
Well, interesting, because when that was initially pushed, we were talking about a time when America was just starting and was fending off from Great Britain and Spain and those kind of issues. They weren't talking about just some, you know, some. We're talking about people who lived where you might have a house in Tacoma and the next house may not be, you know, until somewhere like Renton. You know, you had no other protection. There were not police that were sitting around that are getting paid to make sure that stuff is supposedly running correctly. It was a completely different world. It was a completely different world. And you certainly don't expect us to behave in the same ways and react to everything the same way we did back in the 1700s. I mean, for all the other aspects of life, because if we did, everyone would really have a problem, you know, about people's rights and what you can and can't do to another person or what you can and cannot do to your wife. You know, if we really want to turn back the time, think about what you're going to lose. You really can't have it both ways.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I'm
well,
not – they should banish guns. But I think it's gone. It's gone so crazy. A good analogy is that little. Remember that 6-year-old kid that wanted to get her pilot's license before she was 8 or something like that, and they were letting this little kid fly this Cessna. They hit bad weather, and the whole plane went down. They crashed. And so then they decided, oh, we need to make some laws. She was only 6 years old. She didn't have, like, the capability to actually make judgments in this kind of weather. You know, it never dawned on you that maybe a 6-year-old shouldn't be flying a plane? Come on. People,
oh, no.
There's no such thing as common sense. I believe that's a fallacy. But I think there is such a thing as better sense. And, you know, taking the time to really think out your actions, that's what I think. That's my platform for mental health. Take 5 minutes and, you know, think about what you're getting ready to invite into your life. Yes, he called you a dirty dog, blah, 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 said that he did whatever to your wife. But do you really want to go to prison for that idiot for the next 8 to 10 years? Think about whatever you're doing. Yes, he seems like he's really good looking and, you know, blah, 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 and all the women want him, but he's looking at you. Think about it. How many women have been with that? What kind of diseases is he harboring? Take 5 minutes and redirect your life in a better way, people. Just like, that's
your
what
opinion,
I think.
Mom? Wait, wait.
My opinion, I do agree with the Second Amendment. I do believe that you should have a weapon to protect your person and protect your home as well.
Everybody?
My thing is, it's the mental health. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah.
A gun can lay on the table all day. It's not going to hurt you. whether it's loaded or unloaded, but the minute you pick it up, now we got a whole new scenario. So my issue with gun control is the mental aspect, what Brenda brought up, because there's certain things, like I know people can snap because whatever incident has happened in their life, but the children having the ability to get to weapons nowadays is pissing me the fuck off. Why aren't you parents or extended families or uncles or aunt, whatever, got your weapons put up and locked away where these kids can't get to it? You know damn well the kids are inventive. I mean, come on. When you grow up, you know this stuff, you ain't supposed to be in your parents' room going through stuff, but you are because you're nosy and you're a little kid. You're curious.
Yes.
Why would you put something that potentially could not only take your child away but your life as well? Put that up where it's locked up in a safe or whatever away. There is no reason in the world. Now, these teenagers, they're getting guns probably from their friends, hot sale or whatever. But a little child from 12 years old or 5 years old, how the hell are they getting a gun? Please explain that to me because I don't understand it.
Well, if you're going to have guns in the house, even if you're going to lockbox it, I'm wondering when those parents teach those children that it could end the lives of anybody out that's on the other end of that gun. I mean, when are you going to teach them how lethal that is?
Do you teach them when they're young? I mean, come on, Brenda. I have weapons. When Sherman and I were married, we had rifles and guns. And the girls knew. They knew where they were in the closet, but they knew if they made any attempt to go near there, that was their little lives. And I had a black dress and black hat and gloves, okay? But you teach when they're young what this can do to
you. That this is lethal. It could kill you, right?
Right, yes.
See, that seems to be missing for every single situation. You know, you get a lockbox and you say, don't touch that lockbox, and then they see the gun when you forget to put it in, and they think it's just like the little plastic gun. You still haven't done all your duty.
Well, see, and there's another thing, too. We're bringing up about this now. Cartoons is effective on children. Cartoons is probably the most violent thing on TV.
And video games.
And video games. Cartoons and video games are the two of the most violent things, and they're geared to our children. That's number one. And, oh, God, I thought about something else, too. Toys. You have toys that look like guns. Jesus. I mean, what happened to little water pistols or the water guns you go out? I mean, you know, you kind of knew what they're. Now they're coming out with plastic guns and rifles looking like the real thing that police want to, like, hey, I don't know. It looks pretty real to me. I didn't know that that was a toy. So, number one, parents need to deal with the manufacturers making weapons that look so real, like guns. And number two, what are the cartoons that your kids are watching on TV? Are you monitoring this to see? Because they are so violent. And the video games, that's another thing. Some parents, I think they just say, okay, I want this game, go have the game and go play with it. I don't care. You're out of my hair. You're busy doing something. You're not out running the streets or on drugs. But video games, too. I mean, look at this kid that's from Washington. How did he learn how to fly a plane? Remember the one that's in the federal penitentiary?
Oh,
the young kid?
Yeah, I know, video games.
That's how he learned to fly a plane.
Earl, something.
Okay, let's bring up another subject. I have another
one. Go ahead.
So what do you guys think about this Lance Armstrong, the way they're going on and on about him finally coming clean?
Oh, hell yeah. He needs to go down just like Marion did and the baseball player. Yeah, he needs to go down too. He needs to serve some time.
Now, do you think it's fair that people are pulling away from the foundations that he's created?
No. Now, that I don't agree with. Because his foundation is cancer, and I don't know some other ones, too, that are really helping people. So that aspect has nothing to do with him. And the listening audience, I hope you people realize that Lance Armstrong took the drugs, not those foundations. The foundations were built through him, and they are continually to help people out there. So don't stop your donations or giving to those things. Yeah, it may have his name on it, that he started it, but the foundation is good. Go ahead, Shop.
Well, no, I wasn't really a fan of Tour de France. And, you know, I would only really hear his name when he won. So it was like, okay, you know, proud American. Thanks for making us look good. And then to hear that he doped the whole time. So that disappoints me. And I think he's a disgrace as an athlete to America. Beyond that, it really doesn't bother me. I mean, I shouldn't say it doesn't bother me. I could really care less because now you have these people. One guy, he bought thousands of Lance Armstrong's workout video of how to be a good bicyclist. Well, now he was going to take these and sell it so he can make a profit. Well, now no one's buying them, of course, because Lance Armstrong's a disgrace. So now he wants to file a lawsuit. I'm like, really? I find that a frivolous lawsuit and a waste of court's time. You decided to order all those videos because you wanted to make money off it. And because now Lance Armstrong's name is worth nothing, you want to make money off of him? That's a choice that you made, and you faltered. So, oh, well. Then now this guy's trying to get a civil suit, a totally different man, trying to get a civil suit for anybody who's read Lance Armstrong's book. Really, people? Are we getting this? I mean, I've known there's always been frivolous lawsuits because it's such –
Yeah.
For the courts and waste court people and taxpayers' money. But because you read his book, you chose to purchase that book, you chose to read it, now chose to be an idiot. Don't sit here and try to get a class action lawsuit because this book is full of lies. Oh, well, and let's focus on something more important. So I am tired of hearing about Lance Armstrong. Ugh.
Those frivolous lawsuits are another big thing that gets on my nerves.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Man, they
I'm
do a
so
lot.
I'm bothered by that woman who, like, sued McDonald's for the coffee being too hot.
yeah.
I'm sorry. I just
one.
Think that, you know, it. Come on. I just can't. It's beyond my comprehension. To me, it's dishonest. It's just
yes.
dishonest. Somebody literally went out of their way to harm you. That's another story. You're engaging
yeah.
in something. And it's like that caveat is there, buyer beware, whatever. They can't protect all of your bad decisions.
No.
The world is paying for those frivolous lawsuits. We really are. They want to talk about welfare. I'll bet you those frivolous lawsuits cost a lot more money. I mean, I don't really know, but I would assume.
But it
Chauvinet, support
it
my assertion. You're the attorney.
Oh, you know I do, and it does. Frivolous lawsuits cost court time and resources as well as taxpayers because these lawsuits, anybody can file a lawsuit for any reason, and that's really sad that our judicial system doesn't make a more stricter criteria for people filing lawsuits. I mean, if I trip and fall here at my mom's house due to my own doings, instead of suing her because I know the money's with Saddlebrook, oh, let me go there. Your guys' carpet wasn't good for my tennis shoes, so I slipped and fell. Are you kidding me, people? Maybe I just don't know how to fucking walk. Excuse my language.
again, well, I actually know of somebody that how she made $5,000 was she bit on a rock, she said, in some beans that her friend made. There was a rock in it because her friend obviously doesn't know how to sort beans very well. And so she sued her, and then she got like $5,000 through the woman's renter's insurance.
Wow.
And the person she sued was an attorney. Yeah.
Well, oh
yeah.
God, I tell you. Brenda, thank you for joining us today. We're coming to the end of the show. We hope we've entertained as well as informed and let people know what's going on. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday in February, and you know that's also our psychic reading Sunday. Hopefully we'll have Brenda on board, our numerologist and psychologist with us. And as always, Chauvinet, our producer and switchboard operator, and Vernice. Also, what else did I need? Oh, Wednesday and Fridays from 3 to 4, I'm on the air doing psychic readings. So don't forget to join me 3 to 4 o'clock every Wednesday and Friday. And hopefully Brenda will be with us then as well. So with that, I thank you everybody for joining us. You know, love yourself, forgive yourself, and thank the universe every day. Chauvinet.
And don't forget to check out Melissa's website at theessenceofsuccess.com. Website is theessenceofsuccess.com. website for Miss Lynn is the essenceofsuccess.com. Have a good evening.
Thank you for joining
Bye.
Us. Love you.
Bye.